Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The exclusive home for Red Sox baseball. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. A radio.com sports station.
Treat sleep apnea without a mask. Inspiresleep.com. That's Inspiresleep.com.
It's Dickerson and Wiggy. Dick and Wiggy on Sports Radio WEEI.
Yes, and I think they're going to add a third person or a rotating crew. Third person. Okay. We'll find out a week from
okay.
Monday. Okay. Right? Hillman and Wiggy shirts in rotation.
That was Wiggy? So Wiggy
had no idea.
Wiggy's a leader's turn.
Chris, did you miss this?
He had
no idea. He came in here having no idea on Friday what was going on. Do you know what he was wearing? A Wiggy and Callahan t-shirt.
How quickly did his allegiance turn to DeGray?
That was unbelievable.
Did he scratch out Callahan and put Greg?
He was going up and down the stairway, and he was asking me, what floor is AAF on? Greg's office?
Wigs out.
Oh, hey, Greg. Oh, funny bumping into you. Oh, really? What are you up to? Oh, wait, you're going to be moving downstairs? Oh, wow. I work downstairs also. He was up on having lunch.
The only one who's sending out death threats, apparently, is Jerry Callahan to you, Wiggy, for just knifing him in the back.
Jerry already knows. Him and I, when we were at Encore, which Ken was there, and I heard Ken...
I was sort of there.
Yesterday. Yeah, he was like a knot on a log. He didn't say anything. I was like, is he all right? Did he forget how to speak?
Wiggy's like boozing it up. Hey, right. Man! Clapping it up with people in the crowd.
And Jerry and I did speak, and he was like, he was like, listen... I think you would be a perfect fit in that morning show slot, and I would definitely advocate and fight for you. So Jerry knows it. See, the thing that I like about Jerry, and I think he likes about me, is we're very transparent. We call like we see it, and I don't have to go behind his back. I like Jerry, but obviously I'm still here, and I want to be involved in any way, shape, or form.
And I think you probably will be.
So there's no backstabbing there.
Well,
I told Jerry, like, listen, hey, man, if you could put in...
The body's not even cold. I already told
you. Guys on the red line in your UGs, yeah.
I told Jerry.
The body's still there. Hey, Greg Hill.
Ken was there. Ken was there. I told Jerry, hey, put in a good word for me if you still got connects over here.
What connections does Jerry have?
I don't know. Whatever. I mean, he was here for what, 20? You know, what was he here for? About 20,000 years, right?
Yeah. Everything's been scrubbed, just so you know, all the audio of Jerry Callahan. No, all that audio, all the anything that involves Jerry Callahan has now been scrubbed from the radio station, from the website, from the last 20 years.
He's got to have some connects here. I mean, you know, I told him, hey, listen, put in a good word for me.
Why don't you do something yourself? Did you go upstairs this morning?
I went upstairs. I told you I sent him a nice basket.
Did you see him personally?
Well, isn't he on air right now?
Yeah, but he's got commercial breaks. Wiggy. You were just walking. Hillman, what's going on, buddy?
The shirts are in heavy rotation. The Hillman and Wiggy shirts.
That and the flip flops. I mean, the flip flops. There were flip-flops.
Yeah.
There were slides over. They're still in the studio from your. I don't want to say failed basketball venture.
No, I think
it was
pretty good.
Rod Bradford.
Yeah,
did it work out well?
Highest rating on Facebook Live ever.
Not really saying much. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. 617-779-7937. It's Wiggy and Dickerson. We got Ken. We got Lucy on the other side. Headlines coming up. We'll talk some Red Sox in a little bit as well, but we continue on in the NFL and the 18-game schedule. Dan is down in Cranston. Dan, you're up next here on WEEI. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How you doing?
Hanging in there. So next to the Tampa-Montreal thing, I think this is the second dumbest thing I've ever heard. Remember
Tampa,
Mark Cuban?
The Rays going to Montreal for half the season. Okay.
Yeah. So Mark Cuban, 2014, about the NFL. Pigs get fat. Hogs get slaughtered. He said within the next decade, the NFL will face an implosion, and it's all about greed and something like this, diluting the product. You just keep diluting the product. People complain there's so many crappy games right now. This is exactly on course for what he was saying. It is a perfect example. Dan, I think the guy knows what he's talking about.
Dan, I don't disagree. Dan, I don't disagree with anything that you're saying, but at the same time, you mentioned crappy games.
Mm-hmm.
I watch crappy games because it's the NFL.
Yeah, I mean everybody.
I'm the biggest two-faced guy around because I sit and I say, oh, Oakland and Baltimore or Oakland and
Cincinnati.
Detroit.
Yeah, awful. But you're watching football.
But I'm watching it. Yeah, I still watch it, and I think most people still will. I think the majority of people will still watch games because of why? Because it's football.
And a lot of people have like fantasy, you know, they have some type of fantasy connection to it. There are a lot of people who watch crappy games because they might be starting, I don't know, Matthew Stafford in their fantasy football team.
Have ratings gone down the last few years, though?
They went up. Two years ago, Dan, they did. This past year, they went up. They went back up this past year.
I just think by diluting the product, and you're right, the only way I can watch a game sometimes is if I get DraftKings. I get that part of it. I just feel that the greed is just getting, there's never enough. You know, guys like Kraft, it's $150 to go to a game, $50 to park. I mean, when is enough enough? You know, these guys are just pigs.
I don't disagree with any of that.
That's more of the issue than anything is the cost to go to the game, right? How much money I'm spending, $50 a park, and, you know, tickets cost this, right? I think that's what people are more upset about. They're not upset about the product that's on the field.
I think they are. I think the majority of people aren't able to go to the games.
No. But I'm saying from the standpoint of watching it on TV, just like you said, if there's a Thursday night game and it's Detroit versus, you know, Cincinnati, you'll still watch it. You know what I mean? You might not watch it from the beginning kickoff to the end, but if it tends to be an interesting game and it be a close game, you'll watch that game. I think it's more about, you know, when you start to say, how much is it costing me to go to a game? That's where I think a lot of people are upset in that aspect. But when you're sitting at home, it doesn't cost you anything.
It's good. But if you say to your average season ticket holder out there, okay, we're replacing these two preseason games, you're already paying full price for these two preseason games. We're going to interchange it with two regular season games.
I think season ticket holders would be cool with that.
Oh, yeah, of course they would be cool with that because they're saying, I'm going to get two real games. Right. So to me, it's not a negative with season ticket holders. I'm sure that season ticket holders would be more than happy to pay their $150 a game for a quote-unquote meaningful game as opposed to a non-meaningful
game.
And
now they don't have to give away those tickets. Like, you know how they give away their season tickets?
Sell them.
They'll be able to sell those regular season games. Because even if you don't know whether or not Brady's going to play in that game, you're still going to be able to see, you know, you'll still be able to see the majority of the good players playing in that game.
Let's grab Brock, who's in Middleborough. Hi, Brock.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good
morning.
I think what's going to end up happening is we're going to see something pretty underwhelming to get the players on board. I mean, right now, four games don't count, 16 do. It's still 20 weeks. They'll make it 2-18. Mm-hmm. And to get the players on board, I think what's going to end up happening is either they'll end up letting the players smoke weed or they'll make a small amount of the contract guaranteed. So it'll be like 10 or 15% of the contract guaranteed for all players from, you know, last spot, first spot on the roster, because the one thing that all the other leagues, not all of them, but basketball and baseball have, the guaranteed contract money is something that NFL players have been talking about more and more and more and more. And I feel like even if it's something like 15%, yeah, two more games are going to count. You're still playing 20 weeks, but you get 10% of your contract guaranteed no matter what. I think something as underwhelming as that will be enough to get all the players on board. And at the end of the day, it's really not going to affect the fans because it's 20 weeks until the postseason one way or another.
And Brock makes a good point. I think that is a way to maybe be able to get some guaranteed money, because what they have in the NFL now, right, is I believe it's if you've been in the league 4 years and you make the opening day roster, you get that salary guaranteed for the season.
Right.
So that's why you see them cut a lot of veterans, right? Right before the opening day roster, so they're not on the roster opening day, so they don't have to pay them their money.
A lot of guys get brought back a week into the season.
Right. So, what, you know, Brock makes a good point. So if you can kind of, you know, If you're the D'Amore Smith, you might be able to say, okay, here's what we do. If we're going to do an 18-game season, then if you're on the opening day roster, you're guaranteed, like he said, 10%, whatever it may be, four games of the first 4 weeks of the regular season.
A guarantee.
A guaranteed. For everybody. So, and then maybe you're able to go, oh, okay, players will go, you know what, that's not a bad little trade-off, and we'll be willing to do that. We can get, you know, guaranteed money, especially some of those guys that might not necessarily, that are just basically playing week to week, knowing that, all right, if I get cut, that's it.
Do you think the weed thing will go through? Because I think that, I think that's one of the other things that will go through in this next CBA.
He can't stay off the weed.
See, I don't know about that.
Make him a bad person, Stephen A. Doesn't make him a bad person.
Right. I don't know about that, but I think the NFL, it's crazy to say this, because they're so like, it's about the shield. I feel like if they let guys smoke weed, in their eyes, NFL eyes, I think it makes it look bad on the NFL.
How does it look bad on the NFL compared to guys just popping pill after pill after pill?
Because you get suspended. Addicted? You get suspended for that, right? You get suspended for that. I almost feel like if they legalize it, and I know,
but it's legal in 20 states or right, a dozen states, or whatever it is.
But you got to understand, the NFL is its own separate world, its own separate country, right? Its own separate state. And the way that they look at certain things, we see it all the time. And we hear Goodell talk about it all the time. It's kind of hypocritical. It's about, you know, protect the shield and make sure that, you know, you're not doing anything. That was when I played, that was the big thing. You know, don't do anything that's going to disrespect the shield or make the shield look bad. That's what it's all about.
Do they really use that term? Do they say the shield?
Oh, yeah,
as much as we hear it in public.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what, you know, so.
You hear it behind the scenes?
Yeah, you hear it behind the scenes. So now if you say, all right, we'll let guys smoke weed. Now, granted, I don't think weed is a problem at all. It's like you said, it's legal in a lot of states.
Pain management.
But Ken, there are still people out there that have this negative perception of weed, and the NFL is already fighting
people I don't need to know,
and they're already fighting a perception battle with all the other stuff. I think by letting weed be legal in the NFL would be like, oh, here these guys go. What's going on with them allowing guys to smoke weed?
I don't think they would care. I don't think they care. I think they are. I think they are and have been using the weed carrot dangling out uh-huh. in front of the players, saying, okay, you really want your legal weed. You don't want to get suspended for four games. You don't want to go into some sort of lean band-aided treatment. Well, if you want your weed, you got to give up this. You got to give up that.
But they don't have to do that, because they get, like, if you get popped for weed, you're an absolute moron.
Because they tell you.
Yes. So they're basically like, all right, you know, it's like one of those things. It's not legal. We're not going to legalize it in the NFL. We're going to make it like, you know what I mean? Wink, wink. But hey, you're going to be tested April through this date. So if you are smoking weed, you might want to, you know, do whatever you need to do.
When is it exact? Do you remember? When is it?
Well, when I was playing, it was April to August, like through the end of training camp.
You got. I thought there was an even narrower time frame where you almost knew, not to the day, but to week that you were gonna get tested.
Well, no, see what they did. I don't know if they still do it. When they test players for weed, they test them in position groups, right? Mm-hmm. So all the quarterbacks will get tested, all the tight ends will get tested at the same time. So generally, the only time that everybody's there at the same time is mandatory minicamp or training camp.
Yep.
So you kind of start to know, all right, if they are going to potentially test us, it's going to be during the mandatory minicamp. So we know in minicamp is June 14th through the 16th, right? I'm just throwing that date out there. All right, and if they don't test us there, then you know they get tested during training camp, because everybody's going to be here. That's what they usually do for the weed testing.
We got to find a way getting weed.
And so that's why, you know, like if you're getting popped for it, you're just like, you just don't give a damn.
Right.
Because you know it's coming.
617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. More on the NFL and the 18-game schedule. We'll talk some Red Sox as well. And you know how they have the Madden ratings?
Yes.
Apparently Tom Brady's a little a little butthurt over, you know, people making fun of his 87 or claiming that 87 is too high for Tom Brady. We've got our own sort of Madden ratings.
WEI
for
ratings?
The talent here, okay. For the quote-unquote talent here, on-air personalities at WEI. We'll do that as well. Time for trending now here on
Drive
WEI.
Home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEI.
Yeah, Brady got a 60 in the speed rating. Overall, he was behind Mahomes, I think, for the overall. Well,
his overall, he was 87, right?
No, it was, I thought 90, he was 96.
Oh, 96, okay.
Yeah, but last year he was 99, I think. He was perfect. I don't know. He's taking a. He's falling off the cliff. Yep. Kellerman's right. 10-8 win for the Red Sox last night at Fenway over the Jays in Game 1. Red Sox put up 5 in the first, 5 in the third. Michael Chavis, a grand slam. Ben Attendi, 3-run double off the monster in the third. And they held on. Brandon Workman had to come in for his 4th save in the 9th. Andrew Kashner, the debut tonight in Game 2 of the Jumbo set. Makes his Sox debut, 7-10 the first pitch on the Shaws and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. It's Joe Castiglione and Dale Arnold again doing double duty. Dalen Keefe, and that'll be back for the call tonight. Nathan Eovaldi threw a bullpen before the game. Did you guys see Dan Shaughnessy very upset that the Sox are lying to the fan base?
They said Eovaldi was back.
Yeah, now he's going to go on a rehab assignment. Where's the honesty? Where's the truth, Wiggy?
I don't know. When's he coming back, though?
I thought
I heard over in the broadcast that they said he'd be back soon.
Soon, you know, but they said that before the break.
Yeah.
They said sometime after the All-Star break.
Right.
Which was 7 days ago.
Right.
All-Star game was 7 days ago. So where have they lied, Dan? And if I'm Dan Shaughnessy, I'm not sure I would, you know, throw out lying to other
right,
people.
They didn't
I think Dan's told a lie or two in his journalistic career.
And they didn't give us a specific date. Dan should know better than anybody with Dan's dates when Eovaldi's going to return. They didn't say, all right, he'll be back July 22nd.
Good thing the Red Sox didn't trade for Zach Wheeler. He's got medical problems now on the IL with shoulder fatigue. And Sportsnet New York said, not only are the Sox out on Wheeler and starters, but they are in on bullpen help. So that's contrary to what we've heard. Maybe they are, if you believe SNY. Cubs acquired Martin Maldonado from the Royals for Mike Montgomery. Wiggy's got headlines, I believe, for the next week and a half. Is that right, Wiggy? Are we locking you in here?
Ooh. I don't. Listen, Ken, I'm just following your lead now.
I'm declaring it.
From what I've heard, Greg Hill has mandated that Wiggy post headlines over the next 9 days. It's just what I'm hearing.
That's it.
I agree, Hillman. Wiggy's got your headlines next.
The WEI Sports Radio Network. You're locked in to the WEI Sports Radio Network. Headlines with Wiggy. Headlines with Wiggy. You've heard it for years, but you've never heard it like this. It's time for Headlines with Wiggy on Sports Radio WEI.
All right, headlines with Wiggy. I like the way that sounds, man. We gonna start off.
Hold on. You got a sponsor, Wiggy.
Oh, I do got a sponsor.
You do. Headlines. As always, brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic. They are specializing in men's sexual health. You can learn more at northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000.
All right, well, here's where we're going to start off. Now, this is pretty interesting. There's been a lot of talk about this all over the place. We heard it about Idris Elba. The new James Bond, 25th James Bond film, is about to be coming out. And it looks like that the new 007, everybody was hoping that it would be Idris Elba. But there's been reports out there that it's going to be this new girl. Her name is Lashana Lynch, black actress. She was in Captain Marvel. If you didn't see Captain Marvel, she was the fighter pilot in that. But she's going to be, potentially, they're saying she could be the new 007, because in this new Daniel Craig James Bond movie, she is going to take over the name Agent 007. So there's been some talks about this.
I don't like it.
You like it?
No, I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
Tell me
why you don't like it.
Because to me,
there are some people who don't like it.
God forbid, I have an opinion about something.
Have your opinion about
and
it.
And I say I want my 007 to be two things.
Okay.
One to be English.
And white.
And a man.
No, white,
I don't care. White, black, green, purple. I just think the character of 007
is an English man.
Dump that.
Get it out. Get it out. That is so sexist. Is it sexist?
Yes.
Why? Chime in, Lucy. Lucy, the female
why?
In the...
Should Wonder Woman be a man?
In the booth.
What if Wonder Woman was a man?
Yes, Wonder Woman. Well, no.
No, Wonder Woman's a woman.
She's a woman.
That's it.
Every lead character ever should be a woman.
Okay.
Okay, that's the way every lead character should be a woman.
So,
in this, I will agree with you with it. Every case except for this one.
James Bond, yes.
So I don't want James Bond. Why are you changing James Bond? Why are you radically changing 007?
They're not saying...
Keep it simple, stupid.
They are not saying that. They're saying, you know, they're saying a lot of people are assuming that because in this new James Bond film, like I said, she takes over his secret agent number 007. And the reason why she appears in this movie, there's a big scene where James Bond is, I'm making air quotes, retired, and he's down in Jamaica. And he's walking on the beach, and he sees this new character, and he tries to talk to her, and she ultimately becomes the 007. So they're saying that she potentially could be the new James Bond girl, or the new James Bond, period.
I just like the continuation and the consistency, and I don't know whether you're serious or not, Lucy. If you think that is truly sexist, because if you do, that's kind of a scary proposition.
I'm kidding, Greg.
No, I don't know because Lucy, there are plenty of women out there, plenty of men. I'm not just going to say women. There are plenty of people out there.
But could we have a Wonder Man?
Yes.
Don't we already have him, like Superman?
Is it wonder anything?
Is it wrong?
Be a genderless wonder person.
Is it wrong to think that there some roles are just
I agree with you, for a certain kind of person,
male, female, whatever?
I definitely agree with you.
Okay, wait a minute, hold on. No offense to you, Wiggy. Say that again, Lucy. I agree with you.
I do agree with you. I don't see how James Bond could be a woman.
I just want to make sure I got that out there from a woman. So I'm not the only sexist, misogynistic pig on this show.
You are
besides
not.
Besides Jerry.
No,
Jerry,
you are not.
I have now replaced Jerry. Jerry was a misogynistic pig, and now I guess I am, and so is Lucy.
Well, you know what? Hey, who knows? What's going to be next? I mean, we're changing people off.
Yeah, as long as they leave. Contributor of the Hillman Show, Ken.
As long as they leave the Black Panther alone and the Marvel Universe.
Nope. No.
I'm happy with that.
No. Need a white man.
No, you
white
cannot.
White man for Black Panther. Yes.
He cannot
in this day
be,
and age of political correctness, Wiggy. White guy for Black Panther.
Because you cannot have the King of Wakanda be a white man, and he cannot be T'Challa.
I find that racial. I find that discriminatory.
I'm sticking to Black Panther. You can have every other super character. You have Captain America. He can be white. All right, in other news, A$AP Rocky. Now, if you don't know who A$AP Rocky is, he's had a bunch of big hits. And this is for Jerry. It's a little political stuff here. I'm going to R.I.P.
This is for Jerry. Jerry, I know for a fact, Jerry loves him some A$AP Rocky.
Yes. He does right there. This is A$AP Rocky G-Eazy Cardi B.
Who was his favorite? Was it A$AP Rocky or was it Future? Who did Jerry like
more?
I think he was
a Future
more
fan.
More of a Future guy?
Yes, this was a Future fan. But A$AP Rocky, you know, an American.
I think it was Bad Boy. It was Big Boy, but he called him Bad Boy.
Was it Big Boy? So A$AP Rocky, if you don't know, he was in Sweden. He was doing a concert. He got into a fight. With two suspicious people that were following him around. They get into a fight, and now he's being detained in Sweden. But the U.S. Department, they're stepping in a little bit, and they released a statement, basically. In the statement, there are certainly some facts about the arrest and detainment that have raised concerns for them. We expect all governments, including Sweden, to treat American citizens fairly and with respect. We hope to see A$AP Rocky and his colleagues back on tour and reunited with their friends and family soon. So, looks like America is stepping in to try to get... He's in a Swedish prison and being detained for getting into the fight. So, Jerry, your boy A$AP Rocky will be home soon. So, make sure we can get him back home safely. Now...
Wait a minute, consider me shocked.
Why are you shocked?
That... such a diverse country like Sweden,
right,
would illegally detain a black man over a disagreement.
Right. Well,
I can't believe a place like Sweden would do something.
That's all I've heard is that Sweden
very progressive.
Yeah. All I heard, like, and anytime somebody gets in an argument, they always go, "Hey, I'm gonna be Sweden here." Isn't that
no, Switzerland?
Oh, Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Well, close
Switzerland.
Enough. They both start with S's. All right, now
Slovakia. No, I'm sorry. I think it's Slovenia. I'm going to be like Slovenia. I'm
or
just
Serbia. Serbia.
It's all the S's.
I know Ken. This one's for Ken because Ken always likes me to keep it local. I did headlines before, and he was upset I didn't keep it local before. He's like, I need some local stuff. So I got a good one for you locally. John Krasinski. Now, you know John Krasinski? He plays Jim in The Office.
He sure does.
Oh, yes, Lucy's, I know.
Listen
expertise.
To who you're talking
that
to over there.
Jam
I know
right
Lucy's
there.
A big Office fan, just like myself. I'm a big Office fan. Now, he had
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Question. No, I was thinking of something else.
All right, first of all, put your pants on.
And also, he's a big Bruins fan. We saw him and Pam get into it.
He's kind of a what? He latches on when things are convenient.
Yeah, he does latch on, but he's from around here. I forget where he's from. I want to see.
Newton.
He's from Newton. So he had a movie that came out a couple years ago, which was absolutely unbelievable. It was called The Quiet Place. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Never seen it.
They didn't speak in the movie. The movie grossed worldwide over $340
million. They didn't speak in the movie?
No, they didn't speak because it was about like these weird alien creatures that they could only hear sound. And so you couldn't speak. You had to like, it was, you.
So there's no dialogue in the whole movie?
Very,
by anybody?
Yes. The dialogue was like.
Why am I watching this?
The dialogue was like, hand language, right? Like
sign language,
right? And it was, and so they would write words on the screen every now and then. But the movie was amazing. 340 million worldwide, 180 million domestically. And you got to see this movie, but they are now, and he went on Twitter, and they are making a sequel to this. There'll be a part two that'll be coming out in 2020. So for all you Quiet Place fans like myself, this should be a movie that will be very entertaining. I'm telling you, go see it.
A movie with no dialogue does not seem entertaining to
you. I'm telling you, Quiet Place. Go look. It's on demand. You can find it. Go watch it, and then tell me what you think afterwards.
So how do they further the storyline.
Because at the end of the
quiet.
Because spoiler report, at the end of the movie, his wife, she figures out what sounds bother these creatures.
Spoiler alert.
And she's
well, I'm not worried about the end of the movie. I want to know what the hell's going on at the start and the middle of the movie. How do I follow things when there's no dialogue to help me along?
Because they paint the picture for you. It's you got
to
watch.
I have to think while I'm watching this thing?
I mean, don't you think?
No. I want to go to a movie or watch a TV show where I can just mindlessly watch it and just tune out.
I'm telling you, man.
I don't want to think while I'm watching a movie.
Like Quiet Place. Ken, have you seen Quiet Place?
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it either. It's not just me.
I've never seen it. No.
Jesus, man. What am I, the only movie person in there? All right.
Wiggy, the only movies I see are animated movies. Okay?
Animated movies?
Yes, because I have a kid, and that's, you know, maybe we might go see The Lion King.
All right, well, The Lion King.
The unanimated Lion King.
The unanimated
Lion
King.
Yes, the unanimated Lion King.
And, you know, we've been talking about Madden and Brady's setting the record for his new 40 time. Well, Madden 2020 will be out. And there are a lot of people players that are upset. I remember I was upset at my Madden rating at one point in time because my speed was a lot slower than it actually was. But I didn't
remember what it was.
I think it was like 70 or something. It was slow. I'm like, man, I'm not that slow.
I can't believe I've never asked this of a professional athlete before or a former professional athlete. How often did you play as yourself?
All the time. And I broke a bunch of records.
And you would go in. Let's take Ben Coates out of the starting lineup. Jermaine Wiggins.
No, I'm when I ain't that old.
Well, when was
when
Coates
I was with the Vikings?
Done?
With the Ben Coates was done in what 90 and 99, 90 well, when 2000?
Yeah, well, when
I got in the league.
You were there.
Yeah, I got in the league in 99.
No, you got in the league, and I thought you were in the league a little bit earlier. I thought you were like 97
99. So anyways, everybody's all up in arms over their thing. We have the wide receiver of the L.A. Chargers. He took to social media to complain about his Madden rating.
Well, hang on.
Oh, well, we got
that's
it.
That's my bad.
That's all right.
You apologize.
It's Keenan Allen, L.A. Chargers. Very upset about his Madden rating.
And I just want to start this video off by saying I will not be playing Madden 20. Period. Alright, number one, my overall is an 89. For sure. My short route runner is a 91. 60. My medium route runner is an 88. What? Like, my deep route runner is a 75. Like, bro, who's making this dog? What? Who did this? Speed's at 87. Like, bro, ain't nobody just running with me step for step like that, bro. Like, come on, dog. not that sweet out there, man. Like, what is you thinking? My strength is 69, like I'm a little boy. I'm just not understanding something. I'm not understanding. I'm an 89 on the game, Pro Bowl back-to-back, 1,000. I don't understand. What's up? Talk to me.
It's a video game.
No, it's more than
it is a stupid video game, Keenan Allen and DeMarcus Lawrence, who bitched and told all Cowboy fans to not play it either.
Yeah.
You want some respect.
AB went to Twitter and said, Madden shortened me on my check for the Madden 99 cover. Now they shorten my rating. I mean, listen, it's a real thing. I remember when it came out, I was like, no, this ain't right. I'm not that slow.
And what did you do? You still played the game.
Yeah,
you realize it's a stupid, made-up video game.
But I want to know who's making it up. That's what Keenan Allen, that's what we all want to know. Who is coming up with these Madden ratings?
And it's so when we do our WEEI ratings, and you have Mark James as like a one for likability, do you think he's going to get upset about it?
Yeah, well, at least he'll know where it's coming from. We don't know who does the Madden ratings. We don't have a clue. All right, and to close it off, now, I know we're all waiting for the fight. Jerry and I and Ken, we were at the fight the other night at Encore Boston.
The fight.
Awesome, by the way.
Who was in the fight?
They had like seven fights.
Yeah, they had seven fights.
The end was a local kid from Stone.
Yeah, the main event was a kid named Vanetti. I forget
Greg Vanetti?
Greg Vanetti. He fought some kid from New Jersey named Slim. That's all I remember.
Slim or Slick?
Was it Slick? It might have been Slick.
Yeah.
It was a great fight. It went 12 rounds. It was one. All the fights were great. I mean, great. It was for the Murphy boxing, which is Ken Casey's from the Dropkick Murphy. So, great event. And so that was a big fight. And now there is a new fight out there that we're all waiting for. And Justin Bieber has finally had some things to say about his fight with potentially Tom Cruise.
Hey, Champ, on another note, a lot of people want to know. Bieber shouted out Tom Cruise. He says he wants to fight him. Would you train Bieber? You've trained him before. Would you train Bieber?
Well, I don't really want to get in there. I don't really want to get in their business. You know, if they bring me in as a promoter, then I could talk about it. But until then, I got to stay in my lane, got to stay in my business.
I feel you. Who do you think would win that, though, Champ? Do you have any?
Once again, I got to stay in my lane, got to stay in my business.
Hey.
I know TMZ doing their thing. It's the Mayweather zone. It's the money zone. However you want to call it.
It's for real about Tom Cruise? You're going to fight?
Nah.
But you guys are good friends, though, right?
I was just playing.
But you guys are good friends?
Tom?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know him personally?
He's tight.
Yeah, he's good, man.
The story is I've seen an interview with him.
Right.
And it was just on my mind. I don't know why I thought about it.
Okay.
It was just a random tweet. I do that stuff sometimes.
Right. You know, we get it.
And basically, Bieber said that was Mayweather saying he'll promote the fight. But Bieber did say that if he fought Tom Cruise would probably whip his ass.
See, I thought you were going to talk about a totally different fight. Did you see the other fight that apparently is going to happen? The bagel boy, the bagel boss, the bagel dude?
Oh, no. That's a good thing about Wiggy and headlines. It's fluid. So let's talk about this bagel.
We can go in any direction. Well, you remember the bagel boss.
Yeah, bagel
from last week.
Yeah.
There is a quote-unquote fight promoter by the name of Damon Feldman, who's arranged to put this guy, Chris Morgan, in a boxing ring in Atlantic City later on this year, and he's going to fight another quote-unquote celebrity. Doesn't know exactly who it's going to be as of yet. There was one name that was mentioned out there, Antoine Dodson. You know?
Oh, yeah. That's Antoine Dodson is...
Hide your kids, hide your wife guy. Not familiar with hide your kids, hide your wife guy.
Yes, he's went viral a few years back with that.
Very, very popular, very well-known celebrity. And apparently these two are going to fight, or possibly these two are going to fight. They've both been signed up for a September 7th show at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City. And Chris stands to make anywhere from five to six figures.
Oh, wow. Jesus. Maybe that's something they could do, Ken, moving forward, is maybe they'll put some celebrity boxing matches on at Encore, and maybe we'll get Jerry in the ring. We know Jerry's a big boxing talker, so maybe he gets in the ring.
Who do you match Jerry up with? Greg Hill?
I don't know. That'd be interesting.
People in management, I'm sure.
Yeah,
there you go, Joey.
We'll let Jerry.
Mark Cannon against Jerry.
We'll let Jerry pick his opponent, so who knows. And that is your headlines.
You're locked in to the WEEI. WEEI. Sports Radio Network. Sports Radio Network.
There are five games out, let's say, when we get to the last week of July. Okay, first week, well, we have to do it by the time you get to the end of July because that's the trading deadline. We don't have a second trading deadline now, right?
Right.
We just have one. So if you're five games out, you tell me. It's difficult to do in this market, but do you sell at that point? Do you look at it and basically throw the towel in?
Who are
and
you say, talking
we're,
about
we're
going to
deal.
Do you
Porcello, you start dealing in? Guys off. Porcello has some value. You can get something in return for those guys.
What are you getting in return for Rick Porcello? Did you watch that Drek again last night, Glenn? You're not getting...
You can get something for Mookie Betts, though.
Yeah, and I agree. I'm in a selling mode, and I was kind of with Glenn going into the weekend that, hey, listen, you take this all the way up until about the 28th of July. If you're still a couple of games out of the wild card, if you're four games out of the wild card and you get three or four teams in front of you, you know, see what's in front of you. Realize this is not your year and decide to pack up and move on and start selling.
Throw the towel in.
Throw the towel in. Throw the towel in. I think this market can handle it now. Mm-hmm. I totally disagree with the notion that, oh, they can't handle it here. They're not going to stand for you quitting on a... Yes, they would. It's different. That was so 10 years ago or 15 years ago. That's not the case now. Here, it's all about, okay, are you going to contend for a championship or not? It's not good enough to just get into the playoffs. It's all about getting to the World Series, getting to the World Series at the very least. Is there anything you've seen out of this team, Wiggy, that makes you believe that not only are they going to get to the World Series, but they're going to break out of this kind of season-long malaise?
Low ball, turn four. Things around? The go-ahead run is walked in.
Yes.
What do you see?
I see that they won a World Series last year with basically the same roster.
That was last year.
Right, I understand that. But if you're in the situation where the Red Sox are in, I ask this question plenty of times. If you're in the situation that they're in, they're only two games. You're not going to catch the Yankees. So let's throw that all out the window. You will not catch the Yankees to win the division. You're two games behind that second wild card spot. That's what you're chasing. Now, when you look at this team, can they get that spot? Yeah, they could probably get that spot. I think they need to add some pieces to, obviously, and I think the piece that everybody's talking about is another bullpen on. You get Evaldi back, but you have to look at it. You should be buyers in this market, but you can. This is what I said you can do. You can buy and sell and still contend.
Buy and sell?
Yes.
Who are you selling? Who's on your sell list? Anybody?
I've said this before. I would sell Mookie Betts.
Yeah, but how do you sell? First of all, how do you sell Mookie Betts, and how do you sell it to your fan base?
Mookie!
How do you sell Mookie Betts and trade him and still say at the same time, yeah, you know, I'm trying to get into the playoffs. I'm trying to contend for a World Series. But trade away last year's MVP and one of your best players.
I understand that. But when you look at the problem that the Red Sox are having, I mean, we all talk about Mookie Betts is not having a great year. He's still kind of, you know, he's down a little bit. Their issue is not their ability to hit the baseball. I mean, we saw it last night, right? The reason why I say potentially selling off on Mookie Betts is he's not coming back,
right?
And he's not going to be back in a year and a half. So you got him for the remainder of this season and the postseason if you make it. And then you have him for next year. And then he's going to hit the free agent market. He's not coming back because if he was coming back, I'm going to bet you that the Red Sox probably threw an offer at him. Right? When you believe.
I would think that they have thrown multiple offers at him.
Right.
Yes.
And he's probably said, you know what? I'm good. So you're not.
And he admitted they've had contract disagreements before the season. He admitted that.
Right. So you're not going to get him back. So why not sell off on him? You could still potentially keep that window open after this next year and a half, 2 years, and still be in a position where if you get bullpen help and you're able to figure some things out there. I'm not saying that you're going to win the World Series, but you'll still be a talented team opening that window for a little bit longer. Yeah,
how do you contend with a pitching staff in
that's why I said you're also buyers. You got to buy some bullpen help.
Yeah, but if your owner is not necessarily willing to pony up the dough, he didn't want to spend much more money. See, you're telling me going out and getting some, and I agree, doing if if you're really going to stay in this race and you're going to try and contend, something has to be done to the bullpen.
Let's just call them the blowpen.
Let's call them. That's a great idea. There you go. Let's call them the bullpen.
Because they blow.
If you're going to upgrade your Mark James bullpen, what are you going to upgrade it with? You're going to get some Muhammad. If you're not willing to go out there and spend a lot of money, you're just going to add some Hammond, Ager, lefty or righty your bullpen. Who you don't even know if they're going to help out that much.
But there have been people that they've thrown out there, and I don't know who these guys are. I've just been, you know, hearing it. You know, Lou talked about it, and I think maybe
Jabroni.
Ken might have talked about. There are some arms out there that you can add to this bullpen that could potentially help you.
But it's not just the bullpen that's the problem anymore, Wiggy, and that's the problem. It's the starting rotation as well. Rick Porcello sucks. He's awful now. He's a small piece of what he was a couple of years ago.
Porcello's got balls.
But see, I think with those guys, and Lou and I were talking about this, it's all about your big four, right? It's about Sale, Price, obviously Porcello, and Erod. Those guys have to give you the six or seven innings.
Okay, so let's play this game, Wiggy. David Price, feel good about him?
I do. I think he's been your best pitcher all year long.
I agree. Erod?
Erod's up and down.
He's maddening because he's up and down all the time. And you can't have up and down when you're behind three or four other teams in the wild card race and you're two or three games behind.
Right.
Chris Sale.
He's turning to Chris Fail.
I like Chris Frail better that Ken.
But he's still a guy that you could depend on if you get into the postseason.
Chris Frail.
You can depend on Chris Sale if you get to the postseason?
Standing for you as frustrated as I've ever been.
What we've seen with him in the past, right? We've seen him pitch well in the postseason. And
in a limited spot.
But that's what you would
three
need.
Three innings, four innings in a bullpen.
But
you need Chris Sale to be dominant. You need Chris Sale to be great.
You need Chris Sale to get to the playoffs. Six, seven innings.
And what has he shown you? He hasn't shown you much,
but that's why you need those big four to make the turn. When you look at where they are right now, right, the biggest thing is what we're going to talk about with the trade deadline being on the 31st, right? So you got this Rays and Yankees stretch coming up.
Yep.
And you're two games out of that second wild card spot. You have to make the decision here as we sit here on July 16th on whether or not you're going to add somebody and you feel like, okay, your big four will turn it around and we can add somebody to the bullpen and our bats are fine. We can hit the baseball, right? So now that's where you're sitting. Or like you're saying what you're doing. If you're going to sell, then sell Mookie Betts.
If you're going to sell, you dive headfirst into the water. You don't just put a little toe in there.
No, then you sell off everybody.
I do.
Martinez, Porcello,
yep.
Betts,
yep.
Jackie Bradley.
Yeah, I don't care about Jackie Bradley.
Okay, well, I mean, you just be like, you're basically like, hey, for whatever other teams out there that's in the playoff hunt that's chasing.
Well, we've got two things at play here, Wiggy. Number one is, it's pretty obvious that this team is not the same team as last year.
No, they're not.
It's the middle of July officially now. I think it's the 16th of July.
Did you give up on the Patriots when they lost to the Steelers, though? That was late in the season.
No, sir. No, sirree.
You didn't?
No. Well, maybe I did. I don't know. Check the tape. I possibly did.
Okay, so why are you giving up on this team?
Because it's a different animal, Ken. I looked at the Patriots team. I didn't think that they were going to win the Super Bowl. I didn't think that they were going to beat Kansas City on the road. Hell, I didn't think they were going to beat San Diego.
So what's
or
different?
The LA Chargers.
Different about this team? If this team can get into the postseason, right? Let's just say this team constructed as it is, and let's say they add an arm. If this team gets into the postseason, do you feel confident that they have enough talent to win the whole thing?
No. If they just get into the postseason?
Yeah, they just get into the postseason.
Well, it all depends. Tell me what happens over the next 2 months. Do they just happen to somehow squeak in, even though Chris Sale continues to pitch poorly and Rick Porcello continues to give up five runs, you know, or lose games struggle when he's got a 5-0 lead?
Would you agree that maybe the Patriots, they kind of squeaked in when you looked at last year?
I didn't think they squeaked it. No, they didn't squeak
it. They won their last two games, right, which everybody kind of...
But y'all knew they were... But you knew the Patriots were getting into the playoffs, and you knew pretty much the Patriots were going to get a bye.
No. There was a point in time, Ken, you might remember this. There was a point in time last year, late in the season, before their last two games where they played, I believe it was the Jets in Buffalo. There was a point in time where people were like, well, the Pats could either be the 2 seed or they could be the wild card. Right.
Everyone thinks we suck.
Right, based on how they play out some of these games, right? And when you look at where they were, no one was like, all right, they're gonna be the 2 seed. So when you look at the Red Sox, if they're able to kind of, and I think that's why management is doing this, if you're only 2 games behind that second wild card spot, they're probably figuring it like, oh, okay, we can kind of hold off on this and we'll be able to sneak in. And if we get in, we won it last year with the same cast of characters. Why can't we do it this year?
Well, you kind of knew who the Patriots were last year. We had a pretty good idea who they were. We now look at the Red Sox, or at least I look at the Red Sox now, and I have a pretty good idea who they are. They're an underachieving team. And if they underachieve to this point in the season, I have no reason to believe that they're going to overachieve or reach the levels that a lot of us thought that they should reach in the second half of the season. Mm-hmm. I don't see anything turning around for Rick Porcello. You have just sat here and said how important the Big Four is, yes, in their starting rotation.
Yes.
I have zero reason to believe that Rick Porcello is going to turn things around. I have zero reason to believe that Chris Sale is going to turn things around. I have zero reason to believe that Eduardo Rodriguez is all of a sudden going to turn things, mm-hmm, around and be a consistent, reliable starter. So I have no reason to believe that this team as a whole is going to turn it around.
The starting bloatation.
The bloatation doesn't seem to, that doesn't seem to roll off the tongue as well as the bloatation.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think he tries too hard, Wiggy.
He does reach.
And that'll be part of our rankings.
Yes, that'll definitely factor
EA Sports
into the
Madden ranking.
The Madden / EEI rating.
Last year, Cora.
Last year, of course, I still don't get that one. Because he keeps talking about last year, referencing last year. We'll do more on the Red Sox. We'll continue this over into the 8 o'clock hour. It's 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. If you haven't thrown the towel in yet, what's it going to take if you're a Red Sox fan?
Throw the towel in.
As Glenn would say, yes, you got to throw that towel in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.